All right, boys and girls, podcast time here on the John DeBella Show. It is the Daily Podcast. Welcome. Thursday is upon us, October 10th, and this is what today's show sounded like. The Tank Bowl is upon us this Sunday in the NFL. We started off there, then hit the phones to hear about the worst text, the biggest text fail that you've ever brought upon yourself. Song stories featured Petty. Air Jesus is a new sneaker. John played a rather shocking supercut of Steve Perry's Woeing. We had no idea how integral woes were to Journey songs. And seeing as we just had Rick Wakeman on the show, and he's going to be here in Philly this week, we rounded up four keyboardists and threw them in the classic rock lifeboat. But there's only room for three. Who would you kick out? We found out with a text poll. Have a listen. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
Saturday's forecast for the Big Bad Bonfire: sunny on Saturday, the high of 68, and then cloudy in the evening,
perfect,
the low of 52.
Yes.
It is the perfect day for the bonfire. All of the details at WMGK.com. It starts at 5:30. There's plenty of parking, plenty of food. There are food trucks, a lot of beer stands. I mean, it's just a great night. So join us for it. 53 degrees outside at the moment. I found a story this morning that when Jason Martinez checks in with us tomorrow, I've got to bring up to him. And it has to do with the Redskins-Dolphins game this weekend,
right,
which they're calling the Tank Bowl.
Yeah, it's about right. Yeah.
Okay. Right now, but this is the best part. Tickets for the game are selling for as low as $16.
Wow.
Okay.
Jesus, it's like minor league baseball.
It costs $23 to get into the Miami Zoo.
Wow.
But only $16 to see an NFL game.
I love it.
All right, you know, and something tells me that's like an upper seat, but don't worry, you'll be able to move down. No problem at all.
The John DeBella Podcast.
102.9
MGK.
We started this on Monday. The cars are rolling in for the classic car calendar. You've got some time, but I got to tell you, with the amount that we've gotten so far, we could start picking out semifinals this weekend. You know, but we'll keep it going. You'll still have some time till at least next Friday. If you want to be on the classic car calendar, all of the details are sitting at WMGK.com. The email address you should use is cars@WMGK.com. If you just want to pay attention to the instructions I give you, make sure you send your name, the make and model, the year of the car, your email address will be on there. Your phone number will be needed as well, because we're going to need to talk to you if you are a semifinalist and tell you where the shoot is going to be and all of that noise. So all of the information sitting at WMGK.com. Get the picture of your classic car in our classic calendar. Speaking of classics, when we were doing that question for the question from hell, Steve's dad, Dan, right, texted in what he thought was his answer to Steve, mm-hmm, to which Steve told him,
he guessed, and he was wrong, he guessed ring. I told him perfume, and he said, why would guys wear perfume? And I said, well, a non-idiot would have put together two and two that a perfume slash cologne.
Right. It's right. A fragrance, bro.
Right. Yeah. Right. Fragrance would have been. Right, right, right. But he called, he basically, in a roundabout way, called his father an idiot. Right.
At 6:23 in the morning.
any non-idiot would do that. All right. Have you ever had a text fail to him?
Not to him, but I have to others. I remember I was ripping somebody years ago. I was ripping them to Kristen, my wife, and I texted that person.
Oh, that's the worst, man.
That's the worst.
Yeah. I somehow was able to get out of it because I didn't mention, I guess, the guy's name.
So you can spin it then.
But I did have a text fail just a few years ago. I was sharing Jeff Garcia, former Eagles quarterback, his phone number to somebody in sports radio, and I shared Jeff's number to Jeff.
Uh-oh.
I was like, sorry, Jeff, I'm giving your number to another producer. Hope you don't mind, because I don't think you need me to send you your own number.
You're my baby. Yeah. It's all good.
Well, there's a website called whisper.com that's a lot of, like, you know, secrets you want to tell, but you don't want to be identified. And I ran across it yesterday of all of these text fails that people had said and what they admitted to. Like, I accidentally sent my mom a video of me on prom night having sex.
No.
I was literally grounded for the rest of my high school days. She's still mortified. Right. Or, my grandma lives in New York, and I accidentally sent her a 9/11 meme that was pretty offensive. When I called her to explain what I did, she was crying. You deserve that guilt, you bastard.
Yeah.
You really do. Let's see. I once sent my grandma instead of my girlfriend, right? Oh, a sext. I once sent a sext to my grandma instead of my girlfriend. She never brought it up. All right. I've done some dumb ones, but like you just said, sending somebody's phone number to the person that that kind of thing. I don't know about anybody else. What about you, Dave?
I've told the one about sending my contractor, the mason, the accidental text saying, "You took the last donut, you sneak." It was to my wife.
God.
I sent it to this big blue-collar contractor, so that was mortifying. A lot of times I'll send one to my mother-in-law by accident in response to my wife, being like, "Okay, sweetie, it sounds good, sweetheart." I'm like, "Ooh, it's my mother-in-law, who's very pretty."
And they're a little interchangeable.
A little bit.
I've seen videos about that, Dave.
If you saw my internet browser, you might think that makes sense, but she's a stepmom.
So as long as people are willing to do this on whisper.com, we don't have to use your name or anything like that. But what is your text fail? What did you send? What did you say? Who did you send it to? Who is it supposed to go to? Mm-hmm. Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Sydney, what about yourself? You ever have a text fail of any kind?
No, not really, but I basically only text my kids.
Okay. All right. Well, did they ever text fail you?
No.
You never got a text you weren't supposed to get?
They're good.
No, I don't think so.
What good girls they are.
I know.
This all came about because I found the site whisper.com where basically people go and they tell secrets, right? And they ask the question about text fails, and some of these responses are hilarious. I went to text my best friend to complain about my mom, and I sent it to my mom, right? I was in the middle of school, and there were cuss words, right? And then I sent a hootie hoo picture to my mom that was intended for my best friend.
God, she
didn't even know I was having sex at the time, so it was not a fun conversation when I got home.
Wait, who texts a hootie to their best friend? Let's start there.
I don't know.
Yeah, but if their best friend
could be a girl.
If they're nailing their best friend.
I guess. That's true.
All right.
That's true.
It is college. It does happen.
All right. Yeah, so we're curious as to how it happens to you. Steve is notorious for this. Dave has had a couple. I've never had anything.
You just butt dial all the time.
I am the king of the butt dial.
Constantly.
I am the king of the butt dial.
I don't even pick up anymore when I see John's calling.
Right. Right. And in all honesty, I don't know how it happens because the phone locks after 1 minute. Right? How the hell it happens is beyond me.
Life's mysteries.
All right. But what is it for you? Call us here in the studio. We're looking for some great and we know you have them. And if you don't want to be identified, we'll keep it quiet. We'll just call you listener. All right. So 215-263-WMGK. What is your biggest text fail? We're going to be looking for your biggest text fails because I found this article yesterday on whisper.com. And people were confessing to some of the things that they did. There's one, I accidentally sent my mom a video. Pardon me. I got some sort of allergy attack that's going on. I accidentally sent my mom a video of me on prom night having sex.
Hit the button. There we go.
All right. Maybe that's better. And literally she grounded me for the rest of my high school days. I'm still mortified. Yeah, you should be. Right. But this one is disgusting. My grandma is in New York. I accidentally sent her a 9/11 meme that was pretty offensive. When I called her, she was crying.
Take him out of the will.
All right. You know, that's a definitely take him out of the will. So what's yours? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. I hope you're listening to Debbie every day this week because she's handing tickets out to what will be the first of many goodbye celebrations. Debbie, of course, is retiring after 36 years, and it's Debbie's curtain call. Featuring Toto, happening at the Met Philadelphia on the 20th. Every day for Connect 3, she's handing out pairs of tickets. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. And maybe you can win the grand prize of going backstage, meeting the band, and being up there with Debbie. So it's Debbie Cowan's Curtain Call with Toto at the Met from Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. So let's get to the phones this morning and see who we've got there. And, well, let's see if they want to be identified. Good morning, listener. Do you want to use your name?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Nick, what's going on? What's your bad text story?
I was pissed at one of my best friends, and so I started texting him, like, F you, cussing him out, basically.
Right.
And hit send, I did O-S, and it went to the pastor's wife.
Oh, God. Jack?
My text fail was, what it is, I collect guitars, made a friend of mine, and I saved up my money, and I found his guitar. So I text him a picture and information about it, But I didn't text it to him. I texted it to my wife by mistake.
Ooh.
So I had a lot of explaining to do.
Oh, yeah.
And you had already bought it?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What I usually do, I'd get home, and I'd sneak them under the garage door, and I'd come in and say my hellos, and then grab a guitar and put it in my closet.
Oh, God. Dave, you had something like that,
this
didn't you?
This sounds very familiar.
Yes, very familiar.
Only guitars don't shoot.
I think it's kind of a guy thing. I think a lot of us do the same type of thing.
So, Amy, what was your text fail?
Okay, so I had a really horrible boss
right.
who didn't like me, and I didn't like her.
All right.
I wrote out a real long text about how horrible she was and this, that, and the other, thinking I was sending it to a coworker.
Uh-huh.
I sent it to her.
Oh, God. I saw that coming. As soon as you said I had a really horrible boss, what was her reaction?
She was like, excuse me? I was like, oops.
Oh, wow. Hello. And you kept the job?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hey, we talk trash on our boss all the time on the air, and we're still here.
Right. That's true. Because right. we have real value. Right. Not money, but we have real
yes,
value.
That's right.
There you go.
Good morning, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So what was your text fail?
Well, it was not, it wasn't letters. It wasn't a message. It was a spicy something. And
Hold on. So you didn't text, you sexed.
Oh, yeah.
It was a photo.
Okay.
It was a video.
Way. Yeah, no comment.
It was a video.
Oh,
okay.
God.
Continue.
Oh, God.
Was it prom night?
No. No, and it was something that he knew that I would have never sent to him, but he was excited about it anyway. But it went to the person who was going to be my soon-to-be ex-husband instead of my boyfriend.
No. Oh, God. Oh, my God.
So he thought, she's back. We're good.
Oh, yeah. He was like, wow, you've never done this before.
Well, you know what? The fact that it was soon to be an ex, he was probably like, oh, what the hell, Lisa?
I've seen this before. Really.
I'm tired of it.
We weren't really at the point where we were, going to get divorced yet. So
you guys were arguing. Maybe he thought it was a makeup sext.
Yeah, we were always arguing for like over 15 years.
Well, which is why that was coming to an end. But I have to bring this phone call to an end.
All right.
Only because I'm going to try to figure out what this video was for the rest of the day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
The weekend looks great, especially Saturday for the Big Bad Bonfire. Saturday is a sunny day, high of 68 degrees, a cloudy night, low of 52. Perfect night for a bonfire. I'm so looking forward to this. And Pumpkin Trunkin'.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of fun. They started putting all of that stuff together yesterday. Although it seems that the company's lawyers got ticked at us about something.
What?
You ready for this? The classic car calendar.
What? I didn't hear about this. What happened?
Yes, because I put it on the air before they approved the rules.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
What are the rules?
Send in a picture of your car.
Sounds dangerous.
Well, you know, lawyers, they have to find something to do. If they can't find something wrong, they don't have a job. But 53 degrees out there right now, and right now.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Which is being brought to you this morning by the Museum of the American Revolution. Now, I have said this on the air numerous times, especially when talking to rock stars, about the purity of the demo, of how good a demo will sound, right, before they go into the studio to really produce it up. And it has that simplicity. It just sounds terrific. Well, it seems that when they went into the studio for Damn the Torpedoes and recording Refugee, they were trying to capture what was on the demo, and it was driving them out of their minds. And Mike Campbell, who was really producing a lot of the stuff at that time, right, said, he nearly had a nervous breakdown. Here's Mike.
It was hell. It was a nervous breakdown getting that song on tape, because we had this great demo that I'd done on a 4-track. Then we went into the big studio to try and make it sound like that, and it just wouldn't. It always sounded too good, or the drums sounded too big and made the guitar sound puny, or the other way around. And it just took forever to get the sound that we liked. I mean, I can listen to it now, but for the longest time, I couldn't even listen to it because it was just too much pain. We knew it was a good song, and we weren't going to settle until we had it the way we wanted it. That's why we stuck in there for so long with it.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Normally, this would be a fashion segment, Cindy, but we didn't have time to get this up. And to tell you the truth, you couldn't buy them if you wanted to because they're all sold out already. There is a design company in New York. I don't know if you guys have heard about this yet. That made a special line of Nikes. They took the white 1997 Air Max Nikes.
Okay.
All right, and they put a crucifix on them. Right. They weave that into the laces. Mm-hmm. They have frankincense scented insoles. Right. Yeah. Turquoise tinted water from the Jordan River that has been blessed, so it's holy water. They're calling them Jesus shoes.
Oh, no.
Right, so they put, you know, in the sole where you have that clear part,
yeah,
right? Well, they filled that with water, which probably doesn't do all that much for the, well, it does good for the support, but not for the, you know, the impact, because it's just going to damn sit there.
Ironically, it's bad for the sole.
Right, right, it's bad for the sole, right, right. All right, right, you know, and the shoe has engraved on it MT 1425, which is Matthew 14:25 in the Bible, where Jesus walked on the water.
Man, they're doubling down.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Did Jesus wear Nikes?
No, but they are calling them Jesus shoes.
Man.
We already have Yeezus shoes.
Yeah, right. I know.
Knock it off, Nike.
Right. Well, come on. No one really believes that Kanye really is Christ, right? But, you know, obviously they'll believe you are if you buy these shoes.
How much are they?
$3,000.
Stop it.
$3,000, right, for these shoes.
Taylor's going to walk in tomorrow with them on. I guarantee it.
I could buy probably about 30 pair of sneakers for $3,000.
Yeah,
man. Right, you know? And if I go to DSW, make that 60 pair. All right.
You know what? Let's get one for the bonfire. It'll be the first thing we toss
throw
in.
Right. Yep. That would be so good.
Oh, that'd be great.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
When I came in, I was looking through rock news this morning. Today is the 40th anniversary since Journey's groundbreaking Infinity album.
Oh, wow.
That's where Steve Perry joined the band. That's the first band, the first album that he's on. They've sold over 75 million albums worldwide.
Wow.
Right? That's
nuts.
I mean, obviously, a couple of years ago, they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But there's another Hall of Fame that this band, and especially Steve Perry, should be in.
And Baseball Hall of Fame?
No. It's not a sport.
Freestyling Hall of Fame.
No. The WoWo Hall of Fame.
Oh.
The WoWo Hall of Fame. I started thinking about it, and I figured, let me see just how many WoWos pop up in Journey songs.
Oh, God.
You better prepare yourself. We're only a quarter of the way through.
Stop.
There are some WoWos here you've never heard before.
Yeah.
Halfway.
This is insane.
Is WoWo Steve Perry's crutch?
This is.
Come on.
Tomorrow it's the Nanas.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my jump.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
Speaking of shout-outs, aren't you doing Jeff Chiron, who is, it's Chiron Construction,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Chiron Builders.
Who they're real supportive every year with the turkey drop. They,
yep.
I mean, I lots them. Of yep. turkeys, time and time again. You're doing something for them on
yeah,
Sunday?
Yeah, on Sunday they have the 5th annual Kicks for Chris Immunity Boost 5K, and what this does, it supports Penn Medicine's Sarcoma Research Initiative.
Okay.
Myself and the MGK Classic Rock Squad are going to be there. It's at Jenkintown's Alvathorpe Park.
Okay.
9 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can register if you want to do the 5K, if you want to walk or run. I would walk because that's just, you know,
right.
There's a belly.
I personally don't believe taking all this weight and smashing it onto the smallest bones in my body.
I tap that's out at 5K. Excuse. I know that's your excuse. But 5K is doable.
If you do want to take part in it, you can register at kicksforchris.org, and that's the number 4. Kicks4chris.org. Sunday morning, 9 to 2, Jenkintown's Alvathorpe Park. Come out, say hi.
We'll
have raffles and prizes and stuff. Yeah.
Before the Eagles game.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
All right, cool.
I'll get my exercise in, then I'll drink like 16 beers.
Canceled right out.
It is time for us once again to pull out the classic rock lifeboat. If you've never encountered this before, we've got 4 rock stars, usually in a particular category, on this lifeboat that can really only hold 3 people. And one of them has got to get kicked off. So, here's what we've got. All right, seeing that Rick Wakeman's coming to town tomorrow, we figured, you know what, why not do keyboard players? So we got Rick Wakeman on the boat. If you believe Rick Wakeman should be kicked off, text 1 to MGK, MGK. Ray Manzarek is on the boat. He's 2 to MGK, MGK. Tony Banks from Genesis is on the boat. He's 3. And Jonathan Cain from Journey is 4. All right, so who would you go with?
I would go with Jonathan Cain.
Really?
Primarily because recently he's really almost been born again. And I don't think I would want to be stuck on a lifeboat with Jonathan Cain letting me know that Jesus put us here or God put us here for a reason. And, you know, you're really thumping that Bible. It's like, you know what, bro? Get out of here. Boom.
Well, that's what's going to save you, though. Well, don't you want him in the middle of the ocean with you?
What if he's loving the wrong God? It's like the South Park episode. Ah, it was the Mormons. They were right.
All right. We'll find Hindu rock band.
If you agree with Steve, text 4 to MGK, MGK. What are you going with?
I'm
going to
go with, I know this may not be Philly's choice, seeing as it's a prog rock keyboardist. Tony Banks, get overboard. Right. You're a music nerd's nerd. Okay. He's like the opposite of Wakeman. Wakeman's a fun, jovial sort of jokester. Yeah. This guy is as straight as they come. He has a lack of flamboyance. Get.
All right. I will agree with you on that one. Yeah. That's 3. If you think Tony Banks is the one that should be kicked out of the lifeboat, text 3 to MGK, MGK. I agree with you completely because Tony Banks really has no personality.
Right.
I mean, he's got nothing. Brilliant player. Brilliant writer, got all of that going for him. No personality at all. And I've met him. I can say that. I met him.
You want Manzarek just for the stories and just the interesting guy in the boat. You know.
Well, if I don't think anybody's going to in this town is going to kick Wakeman out.
No, I would agree.
Yeah, all right. So what are you going to go with? And tell you what we'll do. How about $20 in gift cards to Harvest Seasonal Wine Bar and Grill?
Sounds great.
All right.
I'll
alert our friend. Okay. All right. If you believe it should be Rick Wakeman, text 1 to MGK, MGK. If you believe it should be Ray Manzarek, text 2 to MGK, MGK. 3 for Tony Banks. 4 for Jonathan Cain from Journey. All right. And we'll pick one person from the winning answer and give them the $20 in Harvest gift cards. So just text it in to MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. And we'll know what the answer is right after this. Wouldn't it be nice if Alexa used her own money? Rock 102.9 MGK. That's for damn sure. 55 degrees outside, 68 the expected high. We're getting ready for a classic rock lineup and TSO tickets for that. Let me just update.
One last time.
Poll here. Yep. One last time.
Pretty close.
All right. Wow, it is really close. And you know what? I honestly expected it to go a different way. But taking 44% of the vote, Steve's still on a roll.
Jonathan
Cain from Journey.
I knew the city well.
Just got chucked off the lifeboat.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It gets ridiculous, some of these things.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
Just ridiculous. It's evil.
102.9.
Ridiculous.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.